Hello, wonderful parent. I'm Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something that might be weighing on your heart. Your little one only eats a handful of foods, and you're worried. You're wondering if something is wrong, if you've done something to cause this, if your child will ever eat a balanced diet. I see you, and I want you to take a deep breath with me, because what I'm about to share might just change everything. First, let me tell you the most important thing. Your child is developing perfectly. What you're experiencing has a name in child development research. It's called food neophobia, and it peaks right around ages 2 to 4. That means your child's brain is doing exactly what it's supposed to do at this age. You see, thousands of years ago, when our ancestors were learning to walk and explore, this cautious approach to new foods kept children safe. Toddlers who were suspicious of unfamiliar foods were less likely to eat something poisonous. So this wariness, it's actually a protective instinct that's been passed down through generations. Your child's brain is being brilliant, even though it feels frustrating right now. Now, I know that doesn't make mealtimes easier. I know you've probably tried everything. Maybe you felt your patience wearing thin. Maybe you've even raised your voice or insisted they take just one bite. And if you have, that's okay. You're human and you're doing your best. But here's what the research shows us, and this is so important. When children feel forced to eat something, it actually makes them more resistant to that food, not less. Dr. Nancy Zucker at Duke University studied over 19,000 adults who grew up as picky eaters. And you know what they remembered most clearly? The times they felt forced to eat. Those memories stayed with them for decades, and they didn't help them learn to love new foods. What did help? When their parents created a positive, warm atmosphere around food. When mealtimes felt safe and pleasant, even if they didn't try everything on their plate. There's a beautiful framework created by Ellen Satter, a renowned feeding expert, called the division of responsibility. And it's so simple, yet so powerful. Here's how it works. You, as the parent, decide what food is offered when it's offered and where you eat. Your child decides whether to eat and how much to eat. That's it. You provide the structure, they provide the autonomy. This might feel scary at first. You might worry, what if they don't eat enough? What if they only choose the bread and ignore the vegetables? But here's the beautiful truth. Children have an innate ability to regulate their eating. When we trust them, when we remove the pressure, they eat what their bodies need. Not every meal, not every day, but over the course of a week, they balance out. So what does this look like in practice? You serve a variety of foods at each meal, including at least one or two foods you know your child will eat. You sit down together as a family. You model eating and enjoying different foods yourself. You keep the conversation pleasant and connected, not focused on what they're eating or not eating. And then you trust. You trust their body, you trust the process, and you trust that you're planting seeds. Because that's what this is, my friend. You're not trying to force immediate change. You're planting seeds for a lifetime of healthy eating. Every time your child sees a new food on their plate without pressure, that's exposure. Every time they watch you enjoy a vegetable, that's modeling. Every time mealtime feels safe and connected, that's building positive food memories. Research shows that it can take 10 to 15 exposures to a new food before a child even tries it. And that's just to try it, not to like it. So if you've offered broccoli 3 times and your child hasn't touched it, you're not failing. You're 1/5 of the way there. Keep going. Now, I want to tell you about a story from the magic book that speaks to this beautifully. It's called The Rainbow Career Kitchen, and it's about Milo and his grandmother Nana. They discover a magical place where different career stations create colorful foods, and each color gives special abilities. The firefighter station has red foods that give courage. The doctor station has green foods that give healing power. The artist station has purple foods that spark creativity. What I love about this story is how it transforms food exploration from a battle into an adventure. Milo isn't being told he has to eat these foods. He's discovering what they might do, what powers they might unlock. And that sense of wonder, that playful curiosity, that's what opens children up to trying new things. After you read this story with your child, you can create your own rainbow food adventure at home. You might say, I wonder what special power this orange carrot might give us. Maybe it helps us see in the dark like a bunny, or these blueberries look like tiny planets. I wonder if they'll give us space explorer energy. You're not demanding they eat. You're inviting them to wonder alongside you. And here's something else that's so important. Your child is watching you. Not just what you eat, but how you eat. Do you talk about foods as good or bad? Do you restrict yourself or express guilt about eating? Or do you model a joyful, balanced relationship with food? Children absorb all of this. When you enjoy a variety of foods without judgment, when you listen to your own hunger and fullness, you're teaching them more than any lecture ever could. I also want to acknowledge that this journey isn't always straightforward. Some children have sensory sensitivities that make certain textures or flavors genuinely overwhelming. If your child gags, becomes distressed, or shows signs of extreme anxiety around food, it's worth talking with your pediatrician or a feeding therapist. There's a difference between typical food neophobia and a more significant feeding challenge, and getting support is a sign of strength, not failure. But for most children, this selective eating phase is temporary. It's a season, and your job isn't to force them through it faster. Your job is to provide structure, model healthy eating, keep mealtimes pleasant, and trust the process. You're planting seeds, remember? Some will sprout next month, some might not sprout for years. But every positive mealtime experience, every exposure without pressure, every moment of connection over food, that's all working together to create a foundation. So tonight, when you sit down for dinner, I want you to try something. Take the pressure off yourself and off your child. Serve a variety of foods, including something you know they'll eat. Sit down together. Talk about your day, tell stories, laugh together. And if your child only eats the pasta and ignores the green beans, that's okay. You've still created a positive food memory. You've still modeled family connection. You've still planted seeds. You're doing beautifully, my friend. Your child is growing exactly as they should. And with patience, trust, and connection, their palate will expand in its own time. The magic book and I believe in you, with love and starlight, Inara.